Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's
it's go!
Jimmy
time!
Yeah. Timmy!
Yes.
Timmy!
Yes.
He's a little lamb with a lot of
and he knows
he's always
stuff.
Having such a lot of fun.
Not always. Not always. Not always. That's fake.
Timmy
fake news. Fake
little
news.
Little lamb with a lot to learn.
It is fake news, right? Where they says he's always having he's always having a lot of fun. And he's got a lot to learn. Definitely fake news, right?
Fake news.
Hey, look, I was on the Carolla podcast. Adam Carolla mentioned me yesterday on his podcast, and he said, "Oh, that Timmy Conway man, that's one smart dude."
You are a smart.
Well, maybe he didn't say exactly that. I'm gonna play it though.
You know, Adam Carolla will be on with us next Wednesday, the 19th at 7 o'clock.
He's promoting something on like the 22nd, right?
A live show.
On the 22nd?
Yes. Look at you. So smart.
I saw a live show that he did down in downtown Los Angeles with the other guy that's on The Answer. What's that guy's name? He's like, he does, I don't know, he's on 10 a.m. to, what the hell's his name? He's a conservative guy. He's been on radio forever, and I'm, you know, too old, and I've had too much to drink in life to remember his name.
Not Dan.
Dennis Prager.
Oh, Dennis.
Dennis Prager.
Right.
Yeah. But it was a great show. It was sold out arena.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There was like 3,000 people packed in this arena. It was great. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go see the Carolla show. We'll have more information on it next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You should go see it.
What day is the 22nd? Is it a Saturday?
Hold on. I'll just pause the show and look it up for you.
I'll do it.
No, that's okay. I'll do it.
Let me look it up.
It's a Saturday.
Oh, then I might be able to do that.
Yeah, it's the 22nd.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So where do you get
22nd.
Is there a website where you get tickets, like a link? Like how much are tickets?
Hold on.
And what time? Can you look up what time?
Sure. Hold on.
And parking. Is parking... I don't even know where it is. Where is it?
Well, I know you. You're going to... You know, you'll be on the phone with them during commercial breaks, banging on them for comps.
Well, can you find out what direction the stage faces for Sharon also?
Yeah, I'll find out.
What's the address, where it is,
I'm looking,
it starts,
looking.
And then how I purchased it.
Is it a one price for tickets or is it tiered?
Yeah, is it tiered?
Yeah, does she need to pay more to get up front? Or
does it include parking?
If we do all this, then why have them on, right?
And again, don't you have like a hookup? You can just...
Can you get me tickets?
Yeah, I got tickets. I got free tickets. Adam left my name at the door and I got free tickets.
Can he leave tickets for me?
I'm sure if you keep nagging him, he will.
What?
Well, I'm sure you'll be on with him during the commercial break going, hey, Adam, you know, I was a big fan and, you know, we're remodeling our bathroom, so... you know, money's tight. I'd love to see the show. Is that exactly how it goes?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Like, you know, my
what's wrong with that?
Husband's a big fan. Can he bring his skis to the show?
Can he? You know, I was told once, take advantage of your advantages.
Oh.
And if I could, you know, have a private conversation with him in a break, why not? Why not get some tickets?
Who told you that? Bernie Madoff? Who laid that on you?
It's good advice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Why is that bad?
It's such a selfish
thing. Take advantage of your advantages?
Yeah, right.
No,
yeah.
It's take like...
screw everybody and try to leapfrog over them.
No,
Did he also tell you that?
No.
God.
Did you find out the link?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I can't find it. But when he comes on, post events. Oh, events. All right, here it is. May 14th, 22nd. No. All right, Los Angeles, Jam in the Van, the Adam Carolla Show. And tickets, The show starts at 7.
7, okay.
And you got to purchase tickets. It's on Pico Boulevard. I think it's a storefront.
What's the address?
11601 Pico, West Pico Boulevard.
How much are tickets? Because I might have some friends.
Regular reserve, $100.
I'm sorry?
$100. Ticket price, regular reserve, $100 plus $350 handling fee. So it's about $207 for a couple. That's not bad. Reserved, VIP reserve, $125.
So I do need to reserve, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you need to get in there.
Where do I do that at?
You talk to when he calls.
What's the phone number?
I don't have it. I mean, you just got to go online. Go to adamcarolla.com and you'll figure it out.
Carolla.
May 22nd.
How do you spell Carolla?
Oh, my God. Carolla. May 22nd, 7 p.m. You have to be 21. So
I guess
you'll
fly right
in there. All right. let's get in. She just flipped me off. All right. Who cares? All right. U.S. schools are fighting a dropout surge. Everybody's dropping out.
In our School Matters series, we're looking at the effort to keep students from dropping out because of the pandemic nationwide. It's estimated about 3 million students are unaccounted for.
What?
And the experts fear that could have long-term consequences for their education.
Oh, really? Even if they dropped out of school in seventh grade, it could have long, what did it say? Long?
And the experts feared that could have long-term consequences for their education.
Yeah, long-term consequences, when you drop out in seventh grade.
No short-term?
No, some short-term. Some short-term will come into play as well.
We visited a lot of
consequences come into play.
We visited Sunset High School, that's in Dallas, which is an area that is hard hit by this pandemic. Educators in the districts are trying to track down more than 9,000 high school students, 9,000, who stopped attending classes there. Maria Villarreal shows us one student's struggle to just stay on track.
Is that a school?
Maria Villarreal shows us one student's struggle to just stay on track.
Wait, so there's 9,000 kids out and we're going to concentrate on one kid?
I love going to school just for the interactions and getting along with everyone else. But something about teaching was just so different and something very unique that I was like, I might as well give it a shot.
So you want to be a teacher?
Yes.
Before the pandemic, Luis Borja enrolled in Sunset High School to take advantage of their college credit program. But in the midst of COVID, before his senior year, Luis decided to start working.
Uh-oh. Well, you wanted to be a teacher. You got to keep going to school if you're going to teach.
Did you want to help out your family?
I wanted to. You know, and they said, you don't have to do it. But I was like, you know, there's bills that need to be paid. But I also want to learn how to take responsibility, you know, and be independent.
That's a cool dude. That guy's going to be a good dad.
But balancing work and online summer classes caused Luis to fall behind with his schoolwork.
Uh-oh.
And he was placed on academic dismissal.
I felt like my world came crashing down that day because it was 4 years, you know, of work.
Yeah, by the way, Luis, don't sweat this. I've been there with the academic crap. I've been there.
And he was placed on academic dismissal.
Yeah, I was there.
What happened?
A lot of ignoring, you know, textbooks and teachers and
stuff. What grade are we talking?
Pick them. Pick it.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't a great student. I hated it.
Wow.
I didn't like being there. I felt like most of my friends were smarter than the teachers. And so why wouldn't I just listen to them? I felt like about 80% of my friends were smarter than the teachers.
Smart about what, though?
Like almost everything. Street smarts, book smart, you know, creatively. And so it's tough to sit there. Look, there were some great teachers in my life, but there are some real dopes. Too.
When you consider somebody a great teacher, if you can remember one of your teachers that really stood out, was it about them that was great?
Mr. Davis was a great teacher, a great math teacher at Birmingham High School. And he was able to get me to learn geometry. And I think I was the first Conway, and you can go back 100 generations to get a D- in geometry. I think everybody else got a fail. So I'm holding the Conway legend. I run around with that D- like those guys run that zoo around ferals.
Family bragging rights.
That's right.
Badge of honor.
That's right. They put that siren on. I get that D- up on my shoulders with those plastic little monkeys in it. Look at him. Look at me. I got D-.
So what is it that he did that made you interested that other teachers weren't?
I just don't think he busted my balls. You know, he said, here's how you learn it. And he made it interesting and fun. And he said, look, if you don't get it, you don't get it. But he didn't, you know, he didn't threaten people. He didn't yell. He just said, look, it's very simple. Here's how you do it. And it was great. I thought he was terrific. And I got along with him. He was this older guy and just he'd been teaching for a while. So he knew how to connect with kids. Right. He wasn't one of these new teachers that came in and didn't know what they were doing and all over the place. And he was great. I had also another one of my favorite teachers was Coach O'Hara in Birmingham High School, because he was also a track rat like I was. And I had him for sixth period, which is the end of the school day. So I made a deal with him. He gives me an A, and I run bets for him to Hollywood Park in Santa Anita. So
what?
I didn't have to go to PE. I would have to just get my car and make his bets for him at Santa Anita. Or at, wait, should I tell that story? I think he's dead. But at Santa Anita, or I would run to Santa Anita or Hollywood Park. Because he always had tickets he'd have to cash in. I'd cash his tickets in or make bets for him. Right. He was a great teacher.
Right? Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Look, I he was by far my favorite teacher.
Oh, I wonder why.
By far. By billions of light years, my favorite guy. Right. He just give me the tickets, give me some money for gas, and I was gone.
Wow.
Gone. Stopped at Arby's, right? Got myself something nice for the ride and out to San Anita. It was great. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Crozier. KFI AM 640 Conway Show. We didn't get finish the story about these school kids dropping out.
Can I just ask a quick
so
question?
So let's get right back into it. Here we go.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Hey, can you turn that computer on, please? Thanks, bub.
I thought my
Hey, hello?
The phones was down. I'm sorry. I see you waving at me.
I'm like, why is he ignoring me?
I couldn't hear you. The headphones were down.
Oh, sorry. No, I just, Russell and I are just talking about, how did this teacher that you went and...
Math teacher?
Okay, math teacher. And you went and placed bets for him?
That's the PE teacher. That's Mr. O'Hara.
Okay, Mr. O'Hara.
Right.
How did it get to the point where the two of you knew about the track and that you were a track rat?
Well, if my dad hit at the track, which...
He's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, Conway luck. Right? Oh. So a lot of... quiet nights, right? But if he hit at the track, he'd bring something home for all the kids. And so from seventh grade on, I was sporting a pretty fancy Santa Anita or Hollywood Park backpack.
That's cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. It's not quite the chick magnet in ninth grade that you would think it would be.
Yeah, I thought it would be.
Like when I would, occasionally, right? Where like a girl would say, hey, you want to come over after school and we'll study? And the kid that walks in has a Hollywood Park backpack. You're like, ooh, this is what you dragged home, huh? And I just sorted out with them. I said, nah, my dad goes to the track. I don't go to the track. But then I started going to the track. You know, when I got a car, I started going to the track.
By yourself?
It's like being at home. Honest to God, there's no difference, right?
I'm just asking questions.
It's 100%. I'm just gonna call you Jen.
I'm just curious.
Just asking questions.
Yeah, it's a 4-hour break every day, and then it turns into a 24-hour, pile-a-thon. But here's what I realized though, that I do the same thing. Like my dad would bring home, you know, like hats from Santa Anita, or in my case, I had a pretty cool backpack from Santa Anita. I had one from Hollywood Park as well. And I would change with the season, right? Like I would use my Hollywood Park backpack when they were in season. And then the day after Christmas, when Santa Anita opened up, I'd throw all my stuff into a Santa Anita backpack, right? I wanted to stay current.
Wow.
Right? With what's going on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Some degenerate doesn't look at me and go, oh, they're not running at Santa Anita right now. They're at Hollywood Park. I'm like, I effing know that, you pig.
You were always in season in your fashion.
That's right. That's right. But here's what I realized my dad did, and I've done the same thing. When I lose at the racetrack, I always hit the gift shop on the way home because it takes the stink. I can then say to my daughter, hey, look what I got. You know, I won some money. Here's a shirt or here's a hat, whatever.
To distract.
That's right. And so I think my dad probably had a lot of losing days because he's constantly bringing crap home with him. Uh-huh. Right? Because if you're going to lose like $500 or $600 at the track, which is a lot, I like to limit it. I like my stop sign is like, I don't know, like maybe like $20, right?
$20.
Yeah, if I lose more than $20, I'm pissed. So, is it Croge? Please. So if I hit that stop sign at 20, I'll leave the track, but I'll also go to the gift shop to spend an extra, you know, $13 or $14 on getting my wife something nice, right? And my daughter something nice from the racetrack. You know, a little tiny pony, right? With a saddle on it, with a number on it.
Well, that's sweet.
And, you know, a pin that says Santa Anita, right?
They must have a lot of those.
She's got a lot. Yeah, she's got a lot of pins. Some of them are Disney, but most of them are Hollywood Park and Santa Anita.
Well, how did this Coach O'Hare, is that what his name
yes.
was?
Yeah.
Well, he sees the backpack, so he's like, hey, while you're out there, place a couple bets for me.
Right. Well, there's, you know, there's 9,000 kids in the school, and he sees a guy walking around with a Hollywood Park backpack. And he's like, hey, you ever go to the races? I'm like, yeah. And he says, well, you're the last class. You're my sixth period. I said, yeah. I said, by the way, one of the reasons that he knew I went to the track as well is I'd see him there. I mean, I literally would run into him and we'd handicap races.
Okay, that makes sense.
It makes total sense, right? But I would handicap races and I'd see him out there all the time. He's always smoking a big cigar or a cigarette and, you know, having a couple. And I thought it was just cool to have one of my teachers who was also into, you know, the racetrack. He was out there almost every weekend.
It must have been bizarre for him to see one of his students.
Right? I don't know. It was weird because, you know, I saw him only in his PE shorts and his PE shirt at school. But then he'd show up with, you know, striped pants and a plaid jacket.
It was always weird seeing teachers out of their element.
Right, right. But not this guy. This guy, yeah. he was me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to eventually grow up to be like him. And so it wasn't weird seeing him, but it was weird seeing other teachers. Like when I ran into Miss Bernstein at Vaughn's or wherever we were. Oof, man, oh, man. I thought, man, I'm going to get an F in trouble here.
I remember.
I'm going to get yelled at here by this one.
In elementary school, I had to go into the teacher's lounge to get something or help a teacher drop something off. And I saw another teacher smoking. And I was like, oh, my. And I went and told all my friends, oh, Mrs. Wilson smokes. It was so weird because you hold them up on a pedestal that they're just these different people.
Oh, yeah.
And then to find out that they're just human was weird.
Yeah. That I had that same reaction when I saw it. I went to the Dodger game and I had binoculars, like the first time I had binoculars, right? I'm like this goofy kid with the binoculars listening to Vince Scully, you know, a real magnet, right? Binoculars and headphones on listening to the game, right?
Super sexy.
Oh, yeah. Girls are, you know, lining up, mm-hmm. right? And so I looked in the dugout because I want to see the Dodgers, what they did during the, you know, when they're at bat. I want to see, you know, they're talking to each other, hitting each other on the back, you know, pumping each other up. And I look in. I see Bill Russell. He's in the tunnel there. And he's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Between innings.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's up in 2 minutes.
Right.
He's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, that reality was crazy.
I thought that was so cool, right?
Cool.
Right? It's not, but, you know, yeah. I did. Right? Yeah. Whatever. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Croge.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. I got a text from Alex Michelson and said, hey, I tugged on my ear to to say hello. Did you see it? And I text back and said, oh, I missed it. But my wife recorded it. And then he texts me back, oh, did she see it? Yeah. I'm like, I'll ask her. So I text my wife, did you see it? And she said, no, I didn't look at it. So I text Alex. I said, no, she didn't look at it, but I'll look at it when I get home. And he goes, okay, well, text me after you see. I'm like, oh, my God, it's like a job.
He wants you to find an incident where he put his hand close to his ear. He didn't do it.
I know. Because I
had it on in here, and I kept trying to glance over, and I never saw nothing.
Yeah. We watched it, too. I didn't see anything.
He's a phony.
Calling it.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, look, I like to warm myself up to the local news guys. Right? They like that. They know they're phonies. Right? They like it. They do.
No, they don't.
I think they do. Right?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I think they do. Like when you
to be called a phony?
Yeah, when you say comedian, like, oh, man, your set was horrible. You suck. You're like, ah, oh, thanks, man. They like that.
That's not a thing.
Whatever. Whatever, Belly-O. Please. It's the opposite, you know? And then people, they warm up to that. All right, let's talk about this Medina Spirit. This horse is running in the Preakness this Saturday. That horse that got, was questioned about having some kind of, wasn't even a muscle relaxer. I think it was wasn't a painkiller.
Anti-inflammatory.
Thank you, Dr. Ray. Yeah, like a steroid, right?
Horse racing industry has admitted it has a problem. Congress has passed a law to deal with it, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act. Next year, there will be a board overseen by the Federal Trade Commission that puts in new rules and penalties that will be enforced by the anti-doping agency. That's the same agency that oversees athletics.
Yeah, how they work in baseball, right? The anti-doping agency. That come together for you?
But the Preakness Stakes is Saturday.
Yes.
The Maryland Jockey Club says it is examining the situation. Right now, Medina Spirit Shep is the favorite to win. And Bob Baffert says the horse will go ahead and race there.
But he
himself will not attend so as to avoid.
I know. He's not going, but the horse will be there. So Medina Spirit will run for the second leg of the Triple Crown on Saturday for the Preakness. Let's get out there. What the hell? All right. Governor Newsom is announcing $14.5 billion for California. What's he spending it on?
Now, the latest on the expected gubernatorial recall. As the challengers try to generate momentum for their campaigns, Governor Newsom has unveiled another new plan for making use of the state's unexpectedly big budget surplus.
Woo!
Rob Hayes reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom and two of his potential competitors back in front of the cameras today. Newsom making an appearance in Monterey County this afternoon, making six new program announcements, promising $20 billion to a wide range of education-related concerns.
Wow, $20 billion.
Including savings accounts for all kindergartners after...
Wait, what?
Huh?
Including savings accounts for all kindergartners...
What does that have to do with education? A savings account for a kindergartner?
Including savings accounts for all kindergartners.
Yeah, you know we have way too much money in this state when we're giving kindergartners savings accounts, right?
Including savings accounts for all kindergartners, after-school programs, and a plan to provide free kindergarten for all four-year-olds in the state.
There you go. You get lucky if you're four.
TK will now be fully implemented in the state of California, $2.7 billion investment.
Meantime, in Downey this morning,
Gavin Newsom is making life more difficult.
Former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner unveiled his plan to cut taxes for every Californian who makes $1 million or less.
If you're an individual making $50,000 or less, or a family making $100,000 or less,
keep going.
You will pay no state income taxes.
Wow, that's kind of cool, right? No income tax. If you earn less than $100,000 a year for your family, or if you're single, $50,000.
And in Palm Desert today, John Cox calling the governor a pretty boy and criticizing his handling of the pandemic. Cox saying he would fix California's schools and bring down the cost of housing.
Is that an insult nowadays when you call somebody a pretty boy?
I think the way he was using it.
I don't know. I think I'd be
He wasn't into complimenting
it.
Him.
If somebody called you a pretty boy, would that be insulting?
If he was running a campaign against me, yeah.
And running around with a bear that called, and he calls himself the Beast.
Yeah.
Is that the same guy?
But then there's, you know, that's a one-way street. Like if somebody called Belly-O a pretty girl.
Aw, that's sweet.
Aww.
I'm saying if.
Who's a pretty girl?
Yeah. Right. Ooh.
No, if they called, if somebody called you or emailed you and said, hey, pretty girl, you'd feel like that's a compliment.
Yeah.
That's right.
But pretty, well, do you mind being called pretty boy? He likes it.
I think it's fine.
And in Palm Desert today, John Cox calling the governor a pretty boy and criticizing his handling of the pandemic. Cox saying he would fix California's schools and bring down the cost of housing.
I didn't know you could call somebody a pretty boy nowadays. I mean, isn't that another term for being gay, right? I mean, isn't that
it can be.
It certainly was when I was younger, right?
It can be.
Yeah.
It can be, but I know it to be like well manicured and more. And,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know if you can get away with that today, right?
Yeah, because you don't know what the pretty boy identifies as.
That's right. Right. It could be a, you know, is it a pretty cisgender? Can you get away with that? I don't know. I gotta get it.
I think pretty boy eventually turned into metrosexual at one point.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Metrosexual. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, that might be it. You know, we got to do, Belly. I think we're at the point now where we got to get one of these wokes in here to sit with us every night.
What, woke people?
An agent, right? A woke agent.
Or are somebody, there woke agents?
Yeah, somebody knows the woke rules, and they can, you know.
Like, oh, I thought that was Morgan.
Give us notes.
Oh, I see what. Yeah.
You know, like we ask, like, what is a cisgender? Can you say pretty boy? You know, we want to run it by the wokester.
Yeah, through the filter of the woke.
The woke filter.
Yeah. So, okay.
Know, and then we'd have to pay him, though. I guess.
Well, you're absolutely. That would be woke.
All right.
It's the litigation, the lawsuits, it's the delays, it's the impact fees that government puts on housing.
Hey, we've meantime, got police activity at the Fairfax District.
What channel? Is it on TV?
KDOC.
Oh, Channel 7. All right, KDOC, crank it up here.
Information on this developing story, we will bring it right to you. Reporting live from Air 7 HD, I'm Chris Christie, ABC 7.
And timing is everything. I'll find out more on it.
KFI, we just missed it. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640 Morehouse.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. Conway Show. And ding dong. Hey, I just went into my office, Bellio, and I found a receipt from the building guys that they came in to measure. Nobody told me today.
Yeah, they were in.
Were they cool?
They were really nice guys.
Cool.
Yeah, it didn't take them that long.
What? I'm measuring. You know, I want the zen kind of vibe in my office, and that cubicle with that desk, that wooden desk, and the tiny refrigerator. It could be anywhere. I just want to be a cool hang. I don't want to have a desk in there and have people sit at the desk like, oh, look, I'm a businessman. Come in to see me. Oh, let's do business.
It is a little clinical looking, yeah.
It is. It really is.
So you want them to sit in a zen atmosphere?
No. I want to take the desk out and I want to put a hammock in the office. A hammock. But I've asked Robin Berlucci. She gave me permission.
Thank Robin God. Gave you permission to put a hammock in your office.
I will show you the text. I'll read it to you. Ready?
Please, because, yes.
Ready? Miss, I never believe anything he says.
Well, remember when you were going to start a VIP club in there?
That's
and you
right.
were going to charge people and that was going to be the cool hang? What happened to that?
It was going to be 10 bucks a month. I would fill the refrigerator with beer and wine and it would be like just cool music in there. You know,
yeah,
burn a little incense, and you can have a key if you pay 10 bucks a month. You can use my office.
You
and go
actually
in there and
registered like a couple of people, like a couple of people actually gave you 10 bucks.
No, I gave them the money back. I felt like an idiot, but I thought it was a cool idea. You know,
so now you're turning it into this zen.
No, I'm having a hammock put in.
For who?
For me, so I can just sit in there and you know
when
go back and forth. But I said to Robin Berlucci, my boss, the other day, I said, hey, it's Conway. I do evenings on KFI. If can I put a hammock in my office? And she wrote back, what are you also going to put a palm tree? Ha ha. And I'm like, oh, that's very funny. Right. So that's saying go ahead.
That is not what that's saying.
Sure it is.
She said also.
Yeah. She said, what are you going to also put? Also. What are you going to also?
In addition to.
Going to put a palm tree in there?
I think she thinks you're joking, though.
Well, the guys that came by today, they're not a joke. What time they come by the way?
Probably 3:30.
All right. You okay, Russ?
What's that?
He dropped a bottle of water and it broke. I went everywhere. Yeah. All right.
But
you guys can hang in there, right? I'll give you guys. Yeah, that is. That's all over the place.
And I think it got on the equipment.
Oh, yeah, it got a little bit on the equipment. We're good, though.
It's not good, dude.
That's not good.
We're good. I just got a little bit of water on it. It's fine. It's fine.
No, it's shorting out, buddy.
I think we're still in the air. We're good.
Best. Make sure you turn.
No, now look at that. Bella's mic's wet. It's going towards her.
No, you're good. Puddle. So you're not even choppy. I think only Balio's mic is choppy.
I know, but it
doesn't. Well, that's one person that's important.
Well, that's Balio's too bad.
Angel with the sympathy.
It's just Balio's mic.
I know. There. Poke right there.
Yeah, it's just
There's
her
pouring,
mic.
But
it's pouring. She could use my mic.
My mic's wet.
But you got to get after this. it's smoking.
No,
it's not fine, buddy.
Look, we'll put a fan on
it. Look, I know what you think is fine. There's water everywhere on the board. It's not fine. It's all over. It's sparking. Ow, get out. It's sparking.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.